Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me for this special edition of the first Tuesday of the month, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to answering your questions tonight. I've got a lot of questions came in by email this week, and I hope to be able to get to some of those this evening. For those of you who have not heard this program before, just a little quick bio about me. I've been in practice for 23 years. The last 14 of those years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. My Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome book is now in its fifth edition and in bookstores throughout North America. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital, where I had four medical doctors who worked with me, and we specialized in doing integrative medicine and combining traditional medicine and natural medicine, mostly specializing in fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. About 10 years ago, I sold that practice and went out on my own. Part of the reason for that is I became a little disillusioned with the medical model. And even though we were trying to do it naturally, what I found is that the medical doctors who worked for me, they would oftentimes fall back into what was convenient and familiar, which was writing prescriptions to treat symptoms and instead of doing the detective work and treating causes. I truly believe, after being in the trenches with fibromyalgia patients the last 14 years, day in and day out, the only way you can beat fibromyalgia, and you can beat fibromyalgia, that doesn't mean you can cure it, but you can certainly beat it back so that you can get your life back and have more good days and bad days. But the only way to do that is to get healthy. And that sounds very simple and in a lot of cases kind of trite, because a lot of doctors that you go to will tell you, oh, you have fibromyalgia, you just need to lose weight, or you need to go on an antidepressant, or you need to exercise, or you need to just get a good night's sleep. And you know, when you interact with those doctors, they really don't have a clue, because you would like to do all of those things, but your fibromyalgia prevents you from getting a good night's sleep. Your fibromyalgia prevents you from losing weight. Your fibromyalgia prevents you from exercising. So we have a lot of doctors out there who don't really have a clue about what to do with fibromyalgia, and the main reason for that is that traditional medicine alone is a dead end for fibromyalgia. Traditional medicine, there's certainly a place for it, thank goodness we have it. But for fibromyalgia, the whole paradigm is skewed. The paradigm, the whole philosophy of traditional medicine is to make a diagnosis and treat the symptoms with a drug. Now, a lot of times that's very welcome. If you've got a raging strep throat, you want to get on the appropriate antibiotics. But with fibromyalgia, if you've got 15 or 20 different symptoms, before you know it, you're on 15 or 20 different drugs treating those symptoms, and every drug is associated with a risk of causing more symptoms. And when you're a medical misfit, and that's what I call my patients affectionately that I work with, these are people who typically fall through the cracks. They can't find any help. It's not that they're bad people or they're wimps or hypochondriacs, because this is a real disease. It's just that they don't fit in the box called traditional medicine. They're not bad people. They're just special. And traditional medicine is geared to almost like an assembly line type of practice, where you come in, you got this symptom, this symptom, this symptom, that means you get this drug. And again, the mentality of that leads to frustration both for the patient and the doctor. And pretty soon the doctor starts to blame you because you're not getting well. You're not responding to the prescription drugs. You're complaining that you're not any better. How dare you do that? And for the fibro patient, it's easy to get very discouraged and believe that it is all in your head and that you are maybe lazy or crazy or hypochondriac. And that's nothing further from the truth. I've been fortunate to work with patients all over the world at this point, and I can assure you this is a very, very real illness. And I also can assure you that it can be beat. With patients out there who are hopeless, they have given up, and they are very intimidated and actually they're very threatened when they hear that I've had success or other doctors have had success helping people with fibromyalgia. They don't believe it can be done. So they're naysayers, and there's a lot of naysayers out there. And I would encourage you to not to become a naysayer. I would encourage you not to lose hope. I would encourage you to be proactive. Do something different. If what you're doing is not working, do something different. Tonight, as a treat, I hope to have one of my favorite patients on the line here tonight. Beverly, are you with us tonight?
I'm with you.
Great. So Beverly Robertson is one of my favorites. I have a whole stable of favorites, but she's certainly at the top end of that. And this is a woman who, when she came to see me, quite frankly, I just didn't know if, I thought she was going to have a long, hard road, let's put it that way. And I wasn't really sure, as low as she was, if we were going to be able to help her. I knew that God had brought her to my clinic for a reason, and I was going to do everything I could. But at the same time, I knew that she was really, really sick. And to Beverly's credit, really the thing that has gotten her to where she is, and she's certainly not 100%, but she is a doer. She is very proactive. She's done everything I've asked and more. And because of her courage and resiliency, she is where she's at today. If she had not done that, I really hate to even think of where she would be a year or two from now. So, Beverly, could you just tell me, when we first had our first consult, what were your health issues that you had at that point?
Okay, if you'll permit me, I'll just give a rundown from top to bottom. Would that be all right?
That sounds great.
Okay. My difficult journey of illness started in 1992. At that time, I was a full-time nurse. I did Aunt B's catering. I had a family and church work. Burning one's candle at both ends makes a lovely light, but you crash and burn. And the symptoms I started with were a terrible flu that I couldn't even stand close to touch me, went into tingling and burning on the left side. My head was going to sleep on the left side. I couldn't walk. I couldn't sleep. I was grinding teeth so bad that it ruined my mouth. I had this fog where I couldn't remember or talk much sense or anything. And the doctor then, I had MS and sent me to get an MRI, but nothing showed on that, so he sent me to a rheumatologist in Nashville. She diagnosed fibromyalgia, and I'm like, what is it? I started crying, and she said, I know you're depressed. I said, yes, my life as I knew it never will be the same. She also said, here's an antidepressant. No matter what you try, it's not going to go away. Year after year after year, I tried all that came down the pike, and it either made me dizzy, throw up, or break out in rashes. And all the way up to 2013, had even tried one more thing that did nothing. Now, by this time, I had to go on disability. I had fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, diabetes, chronic fatigue, heart disease, and high blood pressure. Severe pain all over me all the time. At this time, I'm ready to quit and give up, except this is my life, and I just have to learn to live with it. But my Danny, my dear husband of 42 years, would not give up. He had found Dr. Murphy online and started giving me information. I didn't want to read it. I was through, but God wasn't. And then finally, in July 13, Danny gave me one more email of Dr. Murphy, and all he said was, Beverly, I thought I was reading your life in this testimony. He laid it on the table, and I left it. And later that evening, I walked by, and God whispered, read it now. And I took it to a back room, and I read it, and I cried, and I said, Lord, it is my life, and he's only in Alabama, and I can try this. We made an appointment August the 6th of 13 at Dr. Murphy in Juneau, his nurse, and I was so thankful to see a doctor that listened to all my health woes. And he looked at me and said, Ms. Robertson, you are a broken-down lady, but I will help you. Commitment, though, with him for 6 months, which first included very detailed blood work, where he found so much wrong, cortisol levels and C-reactive protein in the thyroid, and I was shutting down. And it was affecting my coping skills and my immune system. I was feeling so bad the day that I met Dr. Murphy, that I came out of his office with new hope. I know my steps had been ordered by God. I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but neither had my last 21 years of life. Let me tell you all right now, at this six-month commitment of being over, I have lost 56 pounds. I've turned 62, and people are saying I look 42 and that I look healthy. I even had a small bowel obstruction surgery in December 13, and my recovery's been remarkable through prayer, God's grace, and Dr. Murphy. Because what Dr. Murphy does works, but he works from the inside out. With natural supplements like Adrenal Cortex and 5-HTP and SAMe and DHEA and thyroid and FibroPax, and what Dr. Murphy claims works, it's not a prescription. Most doctors do write prescriptions for us, and that's how they think they help us. But 10 minutes with a doctor won't fix fibromyalgia. And no prescription they write helps, and they really do know what to do with us. Here's what I want to say. Even with all my health problems, I have less pain, more energy, more creativity, and more talkative. I'm not completely healed, but I sure am better. And I will continue Dr. Murphy's supplements to keep working on me inside and out. However, I know that what he has done helps me. He has studied this for nearly 20 years. He'll help you if you want it, but you have to commit and do his regimen for it to work. Thank you so much for listening to my story, and may it bring you a new hope in your life. God bless you.
Beverly, that is awesome. And now the people who are hearing this and will hear the replay will see why she got well. You can hear it in her voice. I mean, she was determined to get well, and she worked hard, and she did. And Beverly, how many drugs were you on when you first started?
I was taking like 23 to 24. 7 pills a day.
Yeah, I knew it was a lot.
For all the different things that I'm addressing in all the ailments I had.
And as far as prescription medication, how many prescriptions are you taking at this point?
Okay, I have gone down to, I still take my metformin, but cholesterol meds gone. Just so many of the other things that was addressed for me that I found the Mobic, different things for arthritis that were just seemed to be going against me, and no energy, and just felt so bad that I know what you have put me on in this regimen and eating better and doing everything has made the difference. I look healthy. I've not heard that in years upon years, and for people to say you look healthy is the biggest thing I want to hear, because I know when I look it, I feel it, and I'm grateful.
You're such an awesome personality. I mean, you just are infectious. And it was so painful to see you when you came in, because I knew how bad you felt. I mean, you felt terrible. And I
did.
When we were having our interview, we were talking, you know, obviously this was somebody who had a lot of life in her, but that life was gone. And of course you said it, everything you were doing. I mean, you're not someone who just sits around, looks around, and feels sorry for themselves. So, again, I really admire you for sticking with the Get Healthy program and being willing to do what it takes to get well. A lot of people won't change their diet. They won't do what they have to do, and yet they will continue to get sicker and sicker year after year and complain about it. And so I really admire how hard you work to get where you're at.
Well, and staying with an attitude of positive in a negative body is not easy, but we can do it because we choose it every day, how we're going to react to things, and if we're going to have victory in our attitude, or we're going to let somebody else determine it for us. So, you know, I choose daily to just rejoice in the day, whatever it holds, embrace it, because one day it may be erased, and I don't want that. I mean, I want to live life to its fullest the best way that I can.
Yeah. Well, you're a wonderful person, and I so appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us tonight. And I feel like I'm a better person for meeting you, and I want to thank you for being in my life. Cause I think you're just wonderful. You're a wonderful person.
Well, let me tell you, you've been a blessing to me in my life for me having met you, and God put us together, and I know He's going to help so many more people if they'll just listen and follow the regimen. They've got to get better because it works. It does.
Well, thanks, Beverly. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. And have a wonderful evening and a great week, okay?
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
And so you can just tell. I mean, she's just an awesome person, and I'm so fortunate to get to work with people like that who have that attitude, even though she was so beat down and taken so many medications and felt so terrible. And yet she really, underneath all that, was just this dynamo of just wonderful faith and I mean, just an incredible person. So I'm just I'm really fortunate to have been part of and continue to be a part of her life. I just really feel blessed. What I want to do before I open up the phone lines here and take your questions, I've got a few questions that have come in, and these questions kind of mirror a lot of the themes that I get. So what I'd like to do is just go over a few of these questions, and then tonight, really what I'm going to do is open up the phone lines. We'll have plenty of time. I'll hang on here as long as we got questions, or until I get browbeaten by my wife, because I am doing this at home tonight, and I got to get my I may have to help out with getting my little guys to bed tonight. So one of two things: we'll run out of questions, and we don't have any questions, and we'll wrap it up, or I'll have to get drug off the phone line tonight. But the first question is from. I think it's Ali. I hope I pronounced that right. Ali S. And she says, "Hello, Dr. Murphy. I've read your book. Seems like you're talking directly to me. I'm on several drugs, many which you warn against. I want to get off them and start your supplements, but I'm afraid to stop my medication. I wish you were closer so I could come see you." Well, the first thing is don't stop your medications in the beginning, because if you do that, it's too stressful, and there's no need to do that. So when I'm working with my patients, and also what I recommend in the protocols in the book, I recommend that you start the nutritional programs that I recommend. And that lays the foundation for you to start to see some improvement. Once you start to really respond to that, then and only then should you start to slowly isolate the drugs that I mentioned in the book and start to come off of those. If you try to do it too soon, it can backfire on you. And what has happened with fibromyalgia is you've bankrupted your stress coping chemicals and your stress coping glands. So any stress is magnified. And if you try to come off Savella and you start having withdrawal symptoms where you get the brain zaps and you get mood swings and you start breaking out hot flashes and sweats and these kind of things, it's not because you need the Savella, it's because you're having a withdrawal symptom to it. But it's also because your body is not ready to do that. So what I recommend is in the beginning, you focus on the number one thing, which is that deep restorative sleep. And then from that, once you're sleeping better, you're doing better, you start to build up some stress coping chemicals, then you would look at, okay, what drug, based on what Dr. Murphy talks about in the book, would I come off of? And the first one, an easy one, would be the statin drug. You can read more about that, because statins are notorious for causing almost all the symptoms associated with fibromyalgia, including diffuse muscle pain, achy pain, brain fog, fatigue, numerous of the side effects that go along with the statin medication, the cholesterol-lowering medication, are mirrored in the fibromyalgia patient. So, but you can read more about that. The second part of this question is, I wish you were closer so I could come see you. Well, I wish you were too, but you don't have to come see me. You can do it by phone. So I had a patient, I mentioned this here recently, that drove from Canada. I spoke with her today in a follow-up consult. She drove from Canada, but you don't have to do that. I had a patient that I spoke with from Ireland last week. He did a phone consult. So phone consult works just as well without all the stress of travel. Certainly I prefer to see my patients. I love it when patients come to Birmingham and see me in my clinic, but you don't have to do that. The tests, the lab work, all the specialty tests can be ordered by me. You can go have them done in your town and we can carry on by phone. So, Ali, I would just encourage you, if you're ready to do something different and you do want to get off these medications and try something different, then don't worry about me not being near you. Pick up the phone and, you know, schedule a phone consult. And that goes for anybody who's wanting to have somebody actually coach them and go hand in hand to get through this thing called fibromyalgia. Now, the next question, and then I get, and this is, again, this, these are questions that kind of have a lot of similar themes that I get. And this one is, I have had fibromyalgia for 15 plus years. I've tried every drug, supplement, diet, massage, and gadget there is. Nothing has helped. Why do you think you can help me when nothing else has helped? Well, it's not science. Well, I don't know I can help you. The only way I would know if I can help you is if we did a consult together and I got your history, was able to go through your questionnaire and then spend time with you one-on-one time with you, going through your questionnaire and your history. From that, then I can determine, yes, I can help you, and I'll let you know that, or no, I can't help you because you need to do this, or you should do this, or you should do that. But what I can say is, this is a similar question I get, and the reason why I feel confident that I can help people when I accept their case is because most people fall in one of a few different categories. One, yeah, they've been everywhere, tried everything, but they're trying the same old stuff. They're going to a different doctor in a different town, a new specialist, but it's still a drug treating a symptom mentality. And that, I know, does not work from doing this for so long. It doesn't work. There's a time and a place for that, but long term, it's a dead end. The other person is someone who is trying to do it on their own. And so what they're doing is, they may be on a few drugs, but they're also trying to take some supplements, and they may be getting acupuncture, and maybe getting some massage here, maybe doing a little of this and do a little of that, and then they take a multivitamin and a B-complex and a hair, skin, and nail formula, and they take something that's supposed to give them energy. And, you know, we've all been there. And the problem with that is, they're guessing. And if you guess, you're going to miss, because fibromyalgia is so complicated, you can't just guess. So taking some noni juice, or taking the new fad multi-level marketing supplement, or the new latest drug du jour, or whatever the new drug is out now on fibromyalgia, which LDN is the one kind of making the rounds, even though it's been around for, you know, 10 years or so. Going that route rarely ever works. You have to, if you're complicated, you have to have someone do the detective work, do the right testing, and uncover where you're broken down. Once you know that, then you can start to fix it. Until then, you're guessing. The other thing I see that happens is, people will try a little bit of everything, but then they give up too soon. So they may be working with a doctor who is starting to help them, but then for whatever reason, they get discouraged and they drop out because they're not better overnight. So I don't know if I could help you or not without a consultation. What I do know is that the approach that I have developed over the last 14 years works. If it didn't, I wouldn't be having these teleconferences. I wouldn't write books, and I wouldn't specialize in fibromyalgia, because it would be no fun, let me tell you, if I had a bunch of fibromyalgia patients showing up on my doorstep or trying to get a phone consult, and I couldn't help them, and I was working with those individuals day in and day out. And I know doctors who do that, and then they quit because it's so frustrating. Fortunately, that doesn't happen in my practice. And so what I want to leave that question with is, maybe you have tried everything, but maybe you hadn't. Okay, and don't give up hope. Don't quit. Let's see. Now, here's a question from Rhonda Z. Dr. Murphy, I bought your sleep program, and I'm now sleeping through the night for the first time in 8 years. I sleep all the way through 6 to 7 hours a night, and feel better than I felt in years. But now I'm starting to have more and more flare-ups because I'm overdoing it. What should I do next? Well, that's in the book. It's kind of laid out that the first thing you focus on is this deep restore to sleep, building up your stress coping chemicals. Then the next thing is your stress coping gland, which is the adrenal glands. So if you don't repair your adrenal function, which is, again, your stress coping gland, then your cortisol level stays too low and you find you don't have any stamina or resiliency to stress, so it's magnified. So if you do have a good day and you overdo it, you pay for it 2 or 3 days in a row, you're miserable. And so you have to build up that stress coping gland, and there's protocols in the book for that that allow you to follow along. And I would encourage you, in the sleep program, if I remember this right, when you buy that program, you also get a free book, if I remember right. So I don't know if you're listening on this or not, but I would encourage you to go to the chapter on adrenal fatigue, and I would start to work that protocol. And what you should see, now that you're sleeping better, you should see your pain level go down, moods go up, mental clarity go up, things like restless leg syndrome disappear, irritable bowel improve, because I'm sure you're using the protocols I recommend and the supplements that go with that, or you wouldn't be sleeping. And then what you should see is now you start to get a little more stamina and stress, but you're going to need to do some more things. And that's where that whole thing about repairing adrenal fatigue comes in the book. Okay, let's see. This one's not signed. Okay. I have been to at least 7 different doctors. They all tell me the same thing. All my labs look good, and I just need to take their drugs and learn to live with fibro. What else can I do? Well, I think you need to fire your doctors. And that may sound trite, but I mean, if you're going to a doctor and they're not being responsive to you, you need to fire them. You need to find another doctor. And I know sometimes that's not an easy thing to do. I realize that. But if you don't take that step, you're never going to be able to go to the next level. If you've got a doctor who doesn't know how to treat fibromyalgia or discounts fibromyalgia, doesn't believe in fibromyalgia, you've got to find a doctor who does. If you don't, 1 year is going to slip by, 2 years is going to slip by, 5 years, a decade, and you're going to be in the same place you are now, which is, for a lot of people that I interact with, is miserable. Life is not supposed to be miserable. That isn't what God intended us to be here for. But sometimes you need some help. And so I encourage you, if you don't like the doctors you're working with, you're getting the same old message, here's a drug, your tests look normal, here's another drug, your tests look normal, you're going to have to do something different. You're going to have to get out of that herd mentality and work with a doctor who knows what they're doing. Okay, let's see. I'm working with, this is from Bobby Newman. I'm working with a natural-oriented doctor. She has tried all sorts of treatment, estrogen and progesterone, Cytomel, LDM, which is low-dose naltrexone, vitamins and minerals, chelation therapy, vitamin IVs. But after 6 months, I'm really not that much better. What else can I do? Well, I applaud you for being proactive and going outside the traditional medical box and trying some things that are different. At least you're doing that. And I applaud your doctor who is at least trying to do some different things to make some positive changes in your life. The problem is if doctors aren't careful, they can make the treatment almost as complicated as the illness. And that's what happened at my medical practice when we were doing IV therapies and we had patients coming in getting chelation and hormone replacement therapy and a lot of these things. The doctors and I, because I was the medical director. They wrote the prescriptions, but I certainly was on every patient case and calling the shots. But what we were guilty of is overcomplicating it. We wanted to get patients on on hormone replacement therapy. We wanted them to get vitamin IV therapy. We wanted them to get acupuncture, so we had acupuncture there. We wanted them to get a massage because we had massage therapists on staff. We wanted them to get chiropractic because we had a chiropractor on staff. We wanted them to do all these things, thinking that what we were doing by combining all this is we were attacking this thing called fibromyalgia, and we were going to beat it. We were going to eliminate it. What we did instead is we made the program so complicated that we lost sight of the forest for the trees, because our patients ended up being on a dozen different, dozens and dozens of supplements and medications, even though a lot of the medications were kind of off-label. They were certainly more natural in what they were trying to do, including hormone replacement therapy. But it was so complicated, we lost sight of what we need to really do is look at and focus on the things that are going to make the biggest difference first. And as we correct those, a lot of times our God-given innate healing ability that we're born with takes over and starts to correct these symptoms that we had for years. And then we don't have to be on all this stuff. Oftentimes, start working with a patient, we get their sleep, we get that restored. We would fix their adrenal fatigue, get them on thyroid medication if need to. And a lot of times what we saw is their yeast overgrowth problem went away. Now, that's not supposed to happen, but it did, and it does in my practice now. That's why I don't treat yeast overgrowth when I find it initially, whereas a lot of doctors would say, oh, yeah, we got to treat that. We got to treat that. I don't do that because I find if I treat upstream, meaning if I treat the most important things up top to the bottom, and I get those things working, the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenals, which are what control the entire body, control all different systems. If I get that working correctly, then everything else starts to sort itself out because the body is a self-healing dynamo. We have this God-given ability in us that allows us to be able to heal ourselves as we go along. But when we get under too much stress, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the adrenals, autonomic nervous system that controls everything starts to shut down. Then we get all these weird symptoms, and then everything just goes haywire. But if you try to treat all those different symptoms, then you wind up on 12 different drugs, and that is a disaster. So that is some questions that I wanted to get to tonight, and we're still doing pretty good on time. So what I'd like to do now is I want to take some questions, and what I want to encourage you to do is – what you'll need to do is hit *6 in just a minute. And when you hit *6, that will unmute yourself and allow you to come onto the line live where you'll be able to ask your question. What I'm going to encourage you to do is please state your name before you ask your question. So if we have one or more people competing to get their, to be heard, I can call you out individually and then get to the next person right after you, and we can just keep it going that way. After you ask your question, please be kind enough to self-mute yourself, either hitting *6 again or self-muting yourself on your phone so that we don't get any background noise. And if we get a lot of background feedback, I'll have to go back into presentation mode because it's too uncomfortable to hear all that. So, okay, here we go. Okay, great. So now what I want to encourage you to do, if you got a question again, what you want to do is hit *6 on your phone. That'll bring you live on the line. If you will be kind enough to state your name so I can call you out individually, and then I'll take your question. So to ask a question, you'll need to hit *6, and that'll bring you on the phone line. And once you hit *6, if you'll go ahead and state your name and then your question. Well, we've got some bashful folks because I know we've got a bunch of people on the line. I can see that. Again, if you got a question, hit *6. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a couple. I'm going to take some more of my email questions and go through those. And if we've got someone who loses the jitters and wants to come online and ask a question, please do that. So do so in just a minute here. So I'm going to hit. I'm going to go into presentation mode so we don't get any background. And then I'll.
Linda Dulaney.
I'm sorry?
Linda Dulaney.
Hi, Linda. You have a question?
Yes. I just ordered your starter kit, but my question has to do with why are we in so much more pain from the fibromyalgia when the weather fronts come in like they are right now?
Well, it has
and
to
what
do
can
with-
we do?
Mm-hmm. It has to do with several things. One of them is just the barometric pressure changing, and you feel that in your joints. The other thing that happens is with fibromyalgia, the longer you have the illness, the more magnified any change in your environment becomes. Stress is magnified. So what you find is, whether it's changes in the weather or traffic jams or bright light or noises, anything that is a stimulation, anything that's a stressor is going to be magnified. And I hear this all the time with my patients, is that when the weather changes, you have a front coming through, they're just like the arthritis patient. They know, you know, they got that gimpy knee. They know that something is happening in the weather. But with fibro, it's a combination of not just the change in the barometric pressure, which changes the fluid and the pressure in the joint itself and the fluid versa. It's also this whole dynamic of not being able to tolerate stress very well. What can you do about it? You've got to raise your stamina and resistance to stress, and there's a whole protocol about that. That's what we kind of mentioned earlier tonight, Sylvia Beverly, and that's in the book. And you've got to build up your stress coping chemicals. A big part of that is that deep restorative sleep and taking the right supplements, which you're about to start that. So you're heading in the right direction.
Okay, and that will help with the pain level as well?
It will. The reason why those with fibromyalgia have so much pain is because their pain threshold is so low. Pain is magnified.
I understand that one.
Yeah.
I've had it for a lot of years.
Yeah, and so what happens is, you know, initially it starts out from aching muscles in your back or your neck, and then before you know it, you find that when you get up in the morning, you put your feet down on the ground, your feet are killing you just from putting your feet on the ground, or you can't put on a tight blouse, or you can't have, you know, your spouse can't hug you. And so over the years, what happens is your pain threshold gets lower and lower, and so pain becomes more pronounced. And then if you do have things like osteoarthritis, which a lot of people have, which is wear and tear arthritis, some people have it. In fact, a lot of people have it, and it never bothers them. Yeah, so in your case, with fibro, your osteoarthritis is magnified, including when the weather changes, it's magnified.
That's true. Well, I appreciate your help, and I'm starting your program, so I'm going to be with you.
Great, great. Okay, wonderful. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Linda. So if we've got, anybody's got another question, hit *6, and you'll be able to come on the line. So if you want to ask a question, you'll need to hit the *6 button, and that'll bring you on the line where you can ask your question.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, you're go ahead. Please state your name.
Julia Eisenhunger.
Let's see. There's two people on the line. I'm going to take Julia. I think it was Julia first, and then the other person that's on the line, don't worry, I'll get your question next, okay? So
okay.
Is there Julia? Julia?
Yeah, I just, I'm on your website, and I just heard her say something about she had your starter kit. So I was just trying to find out where that is, where I can get that.
If you look on the treatingandbeating.com site, you'll see the store. It says store on there. And also on the blog site, which is thefibrodoctor.com, there'll be a thing that'll say store on there. I think it's how they've got it worded. But on there, it'll go into detail about the Fibromyalgia Jumpstart program of supplements, which I developed several years ago. And that lays the foundation. Now, it's not, you know, it does a really good job. And some people, that's all they need. Other people are going to need more than that, obviously. But it was, my goal was years ago, and I talked at length about it last week on this call, but my goal was years ago to come up with a protocol that anybody could start and start to lay the foundation to get healthy. And if they needed more, then that's where the consults came in. My other purpose was, early on, I'd make all these recommendations, and people would go to the health food store, and then they'd come back with, you know, they come back with bags and bags of stuff that they didn't need, or they come back with stuff that was inferior product that really didn't do anything. And then I got discouraged trying to carry different supplements that they either just didn't have the right dose in it, or they didn't go together right. And so I developed a lot of these products years ago, and so that's what the Fibromyalgia Jumpstart package is all about. It's four different supplements that go in there, and you should be able to find that on either the treatingandbeating.com, like the book, Treating and Beating, spelled out, or the fibrodoctor.com site.
Yeah, I found it in the store, and then as far as reading, this Treating and Beating fifth edition would be recommended?
Well, obviously I'm biased. But
That's okay. Yeah. I was diagnosed like 13 years ago, and so I've been through, like, you know, here's a bunch of pain medicine and sleep medicine all the way to, you know, I've been in the realm of it. And to the point that today I went for a neurological because I thought I had MS, and he told me, nope, it's still your fibromyalgia. So it's just getting worse. So I need a change. That's what I'm looking for.
Please read the book. I think you'll find it invaluable. And thankfully, Julia, I mean, thank you, a prayer that you don't have MS. I mean, thank goodness. So, you know, that's a nice thing, at least there. Now you got to just figure out how to deal with this fibro, and the book would be a great place to start.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So we had another caller on the line, too, I think. And if you're still on the line, you can go ahead and please state your name and question.
Sylvia.
Hi, me? No.
Oop, we got Sylvia. Two people on there. Sylvia, okay, go ahead. And I think we got somebody else, and I'll get to you, so don't worry. So, Sylvia, go ahead.
I just wanted to call in and tell you that I've been on your program, I believe it's 3 months. And I am out of bed most of the time. Now, I still have to lay down sometimes in the afternoon. I'm sleeping much better, much better. I'm sleeping more than I'm awake, and it was reversed before I started your program. I feel very encouraged. I've read your book. I have also sent in, you know, the papers, application, I guess you would call it, the information sheet maybe would be a better term. And I can also relate to what you were saying about the feet. I did not know that cholesterol medications could create that. I was told it was neuropathy because of the diabetes. However, it's getting better. The pain in my foot is better. So many things are better, and I'm just getting started, really. I've been dealing with this since the late 80s, possibly early 90s. And every time I've had to go to the hospital, it was extreme. You know, the pain and so forth was extreme to the point I had to go to the hospital. I, of course, went through the very same routines each and every time and came back with the results each and every time. There's really nothing wrong with you. So I am so thankful to have some relief, and I'm looking forward to total relief. And I just wanted to call and say thank you to you for sticking to your guns, so to speak, and being willing to make whatever sacrifices you've had to make to help people like me that have had no help for many years. So my hat is off to you. I pray for you. I ask God to make you more successful than ever because you are doing His will, and that's what's important.
Sylvia, thank you so much. That is very touching. I can't wait to have the opportunity to talk with you by phone on a consult. So thank you so much for sharing that. I deeply appreciate you coming on and having the courage to share that with us. That is awesome.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm excited. So you will more than likely hear from me again. And I guess to get off of here, I do the same thing, just push *6.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. That's it.
Okay, that'll free you up. God bless you, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Okay, now we had another caller that was trying to get on here, I think.
Vicki?
Are still on there. Vicki, go ahead, Vicki.
Hi, Dr. Murphy. I hope we'll be talking soon. I'm starting my paperwork also, and I'm hoping you'll take me as your patient. Looking at the paperwork, I had a difficult time trying to do it on the computer, so Juno was so nice to send it to me by mail. But it's not talked about a lot, but I noticed on the paperwork there was a question on chronic hives. I've had fibro for over 30 years, so the stories I could tell. During that time, I had chronic welt hives for over 15 years. I cured myself through a liver cleanse, of all things, and this is after, you know, episodes of prednisone that just were horrible. Is the chronic hives and fibro related? And do you see this with fibro patients?
You know, I don't see hives or urticaria. I don't see it that often, but I do. And the question is on there, like a lot of the questions you might have wondered, what in the world is he asking that? Like one of those is, do you have a funny odor after eating asparagus the next day?
You don't remember
that or not. But they're all there by design, and what it's just part of doing some really good detective work to figure out your unique biochemistry. And so I don't see hives a lot. However, that's a clue that oftentimes that you do have a problem with your liver, either phase one or phase two detoxification. It can also be things with food allergies, but it's one of many things. It helps me start to put the puzzle together. And,
yes, it was very, very interesting to see that on there for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you... So you no longer have them then?
No, the liver cleanse cleared it up.
Well, I know, isn't that great? I mean, that's just so wonderful to hear that.
It was so great. So hopefully I'll be hearing from you soon, and I'm very, very excited to hopefully be on a new road.
Yeah, well, I look forward to talking to you soon. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and thank you.
You're so welcome.
All right.
Listen. Okay. Listen, I'm not sure if we had, after Vicki, I'm not sure if we had somebody else that was trying to get on. So if you've got a question, go ahead and, if you've already hit *6, you should be on the line now. You go ahead and ask your question. And if you're trying to ask a question, but I'm not responding, that means you hadn't hit *6. So any questions before we start to wrap up this evening? Okay, well, great. Well, I really appreciate those who came on the line and shared tonight. Beverly, I really appreciate you coming on. You're just a wonderful person. And all the callers who came on and shared tonight, I appreciate you having the courage because it's a real challenge for people to, you get so beat down with this illness and you get really jaded. You just feel like that, there's no hope, and then maybe you you just discover me through, you know, through Facebook or the internet or my book or a lecture. And then, you know, you might have a little glimmer of hope, but there's always in the background this doubt. And I think that's healthy. I think you should be skeptical. There's a lot of junk out there that's worthless. And some of it, I think people they have good intentions, but it's still junk, right? And then I think there's other people who probably, you know, have no morals, whatever, and they don't really care, and they're just trying to sell something to whomever will buy it. But so it takes courage, and I really appreciate those who come on the call and have questions, because it gets to validate the fact that, yes, I am a real person. In Birmingham, I have a clinic in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been in practice for 23 years. I have a clinic here. As you probably heard, people who have actually been to the clinic, they've spoken to my assistant, Juno, at the clinic. And so I'm very much real. And I think that takes a lot of the stress out of picking up the phone and calling the clinic and getting some more information about ways that we can help you, whether that's a free video or supplements that you start that way, or it's a full-blown consult, whatever it is. We want to take that fear out of picking up the phone and actually calling the clinic and seeing if there's some way that we can help you on your road to feeling good again. And, we want to be a part of that any way we can. Well, thanks again for joining me, and I would encourage you, I'm going to be doing these calls each Tuesday night through the month of May. You probably already know this, but May 12th is National Fibromyalgia Awareness Day. And I'm going to make sure I get a lot of publicity out there about these calls, and that we have people who want to know more information about fibromyalgia, and that could be just a spouse even, or a naysayer family member. I would encourage you to get them on the call one of these Tuesday nights here in May, and let's get these folks educated. But also tell those out there that have fibromyalgia and are looking to do something different, that we have these calls each Tuesday night in May, starting at 7 p.m. Central Time, and I'd love to hear from them and hear their questions. So this is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, treatingandbeating.com is the website. I'm the author of the book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, available in most bookstores or on Amazon.com. And I encourage you to stay proactive. Don't give up. Keep being a doer. If what you're doing is not working, do something differently. And we want to be a resource for you, so feel free to call the clinic at 205-879-2383. 205-879-2383. God bless and good night.